Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Auerbach. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave May. Batting third. The first baseman, John Briggs. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe LaHude. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Voss. Batting seventh. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Theobald. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Slayton. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Horace Clark. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich McKinney. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy White. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Blomberg. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting seventh. The catcher, Thurman Munson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Michael. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Kline. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Steve Kline. And now, play ball. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blomberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHude is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHude hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison strikes out. Porter drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Callison out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is hit by the pitch. Jim Slayton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slayton bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Theobald moves to second. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Auerbach. The throw from Munson and he is out, Michael applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson takes first base on ball 4. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael hits a ball on the ground towards first. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Michael for the out. Munson moves to second. One out. Steve Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein takes first base on ball 4. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munson scores. Klein moves to second. It's 1-0, Yankees. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 1 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Klein moves to third. Clark moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Theobald scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Klein, and towards Michael, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of May. Blomberg reaches second base with a double. White moves to third. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. Callison hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Yankees. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blomberg moves to third. Two outs. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. Michael is walked intentionally. Steve Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Klein hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 1 in the game. Voss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Porter reaches second base with a double. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 2 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Auerbach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Brock Davis pinch hits for Jim Slayton. Brock Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael misplays the ball. That's an error on Michael. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Munson fields it and throws to first for the out. Auerbach moves to second. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Stevenson now pitching. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Blomberg hits a fly ball into center field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Callison strikes out. Porter drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Callison out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood is 0 for 2 in the game. LaHood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss is 0 for 2 in the game. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Munson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Michael is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michael is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michael hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Munson moves to second. Steve Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kline bunts towards first. Briggs fields it and throws to third for the out. Michael moves to second. One out. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Michael moves to third. Kline moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Horace Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clark is walked intentionally. Rich McKinney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McKinney is 0 for 3 in the game. McKinney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lindsay fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ron Theobald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Theobald is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Theobald hits a ball on the ground towards third. McKinney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Ratliff pinch hits for Frank Lindsay. Paul Ratliff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ratliff is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Auerbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auerbach is 0 for 3 in the game. Auerbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Ken Sanders now pitching. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Blomberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blomberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Blomberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White moves to second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Callison hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. White moves to third. Two outs. Thurman Munson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Porter fields it and throws to first for the out. Blomberg moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-3 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Briggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.